If you have your Bibles, turn them with me to Proverbs chapter 15. Proverbs chapter 15. We'll read the whole chapter, verses 1 through 33. Proverbs 15, we'll be reading verses 1 through 33. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. These are God's infallible words. Let's give our attention to Him who speaks from on high. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. A fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. In the house of the righteous is much treasure, but in the revenues of the wicked is trouble. The lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the foolish doeth not so. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is His delight. The way of the wicked is an abomination unto the Lord, but He loveth him that followeth after righteousness. Correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way, and he that hateth reproof shall die. Hell and destruction are before the Lord, how much more then the hearts of the children of men? A scorner loveth not once that reproveth him. A scorner loveth not one that reproveth him, neither will he go unto the wise. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart the spirit is broken. The heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge, but the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness. All the days of the afflicted are evil, but he that is of a merry heart hath a continual feast. Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a stalled ox and hatred therewith. A wrathful man stirreth up strife, but he that is slow to anger appeaseth strife. The way of the slothful man is an hedge of thorns, but the way of the righteous is made plain. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish man despiseth his mother. Folly is joy to him that is destitute of wisdom, but a man of understanding walketh uprightly. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors they are established. A man hath joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season. How good is it? The way of life is above the wise, above to the wise, that he may depart from the hell beneath. The Lord will destroy the house of the proud, but he will establish the border of the widow. The thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord, but the words of the pure are pleasant words. He that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house, but he that hateth gifts shall live. The heart of the righteous studieth to answer, but the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat. The ear that heareth that the reproof of life abideth among the wise. He that refuseth instruction despiseth his own soul, but he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. Those are God's words. And as we hear in this passage, Look at verse 3. If you have your Bibles, remember verse 3. It says, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good." And so the Lord sees all, He knows all, and so you are to do what? Because He sees all, He knows all, He sees your sin. You are to turn from your sin. Turn from it and unto the Lord, even Jesus Christ. Another important verse to consider in this chapter in our daily conversations is verse 1. "A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger." In our relationships, we need to remember those conversations we have to respond with soft answers, that it would turn away wrath. And then perhaps a little bit of a theme in this chapter, if we could call it a theme, is how we hear and receive correction or rebukes or reproofs. And so, thinking of all the different relationships where we hear correction, rebukes like that, we hear it from our parents, children, we hear it from our parents, grandparents sometimes. We hear it at work from our bosses. We hear it sometimes from our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. And of course, we hear it from our pastor, our elders at times. Consider verse 10. "Correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way, and he that hateth reproof shall die." And then look at verse 12. "A scorner loveth not one that reproveth him, neither will he go unto the wise." And then one of the last verses, verse 31. "The ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise." The important part in that verse is you hear it, which means you receive it. And says there that the ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise. So then, friends, we ought to be comforted. Lastly, verse 29, "In our coming to the Lord in Christ Jesus," if you have come to Christ by faith, it says, "The Lord is far from the wicked, but He heareth the prayer of the righteous." And so, even as we're studying the Lord's Prayer, we are encouraged to pray. To pray to the Lord. He hears the prayers of the righteous. Let's pray together now unto the Lord. Our Father, we're thankful for Your mercy, Your grace to us in Christ, Your Son. And Father, we do pray that You would instruct our tongues to speak soft answers. Answers that would, and responses that would be encouraging, uplifting, and with love from our hearts. That we would speak the truth in love. And softly, gently, as is the fruit of the Spirit. Father, we plead that You would help us to hear reproof and correction from those differing relationships of our parents, our grandparents, our bosses, our pastors, our elders, our teachers. Father, when we are corrected or we are rebuked, when we are disciplined, cause us to receive it well. That from it we would have, by Your Holy Spirit and by Your grace, growth in righteousness, in holiness. And Father, we do pray that we would be holy as Christ is holy. For Your Son is perfect in holiness and righteousness, so much so that He is the perfect Savior of us who are sinners. And You see all, You know all. Father, You even know the thoughts and intents of the heart. Our very intentions, before we speak them or do anything, You know them. And before we even think them or show any desire towards something, you already know what is in our hearts. You already know the thoughts that are coming and the desires that we have and that will be. And Father, therefore, we, as we consider that, we know that we sinned and have sinned and continue to sin against You. That we have failed and we have fallen. But You are the God who offers us salvation in Christ. You are the God who gives us by Your grace the grace to stand even when we've fallen. And You pick us up, and we're thankful for Your Holy Spirit who works in our hearts. And so work and revive and make us alive. And those who are dead, make them alive. And grant salvation today. And Father, we ask for Your help, that You would spur us on to holiness, that You would make us to be a people who hate sin and who love righteousness. And that we would hate sin so much that we'd seek to put sin to death in our hearts, in our minds, in our actions, in our words. That we would be slow to speak and quick to listen. And that You would grant us wisdom and knowledge and understanding of Your Word and grow us in that great communion that we have in Christ, Your Son, and with You. Grant us a greater fellowship with You. Father, that our lives would be lived for You, unto Your worship, unto Your praise. And so, Father, help us that all things would be unto Your glory and not ours, but that we would boast only in the cross of Christ, that we would boast only in You and all Your works. Now, Father, today we ask that You would help us in our bodies. Father, we are weak. Many who are absent this morning, hopefully because of their bodies being frail. And Father, we pray that You would turn them in their bodies and heal them. Strengthen the weak bones and muscles and organs. And how You created our bodies to be, we pray that You would perfect us in our bodies and do so at the right time, in which we know You'll give us new glorified bodies in the life to come. And we look forward to that time. But even now, heal that we might serve You and worship You aright according to Your Word and with our hearts. We pray also for all those we had met yesterday and had contact with yesterday. We pray that You would turn their hearts to You, that You would bring them to worship You, bring them to be with us, if that would be Your will. And Father, thankful for Gail and the kids with her today. We pray that You would bless her today and bless them and grant them Your grace, Your mercy. We pray that You would be with all of us. You would build us up in the faith. And You would grant those who are far from You, even who are amongst us today, even who are professing believers, but far from You, Father, we ask that You would turn their hearts today, that this would be the day of salvation for them. We pray for our children, that You would grant them the Holy Spirit in power, and that You would make them alive from their hearts. And Father, we pray as well, as we heard in the call to worship, we pray for all the mothers and those who desire to be mothers, but who are barren. We ask that You would provide life, because You are the God who promises that You will bring joy to these ladies, and You will give them children. And so, Father, we pray that You will provide at the right time. And maybe those children are not their own. Maybe it's the children of the congregation. And maybe it's not their biological children, but then maybe You'll give them the grace of adopting children who need parents. And so, Father, we pray that You would give them that joy, grant them that joy to them, that they would receive the blessings that You promise to those who have children, even the blessing of sanctification and cleansing of sin, and the grace, a greater love for one another, and a greater love for You. Father, we do pray for our congregation that You would uphold us, that You would grant that the Word would go forth faithfully, that You would not allow false teaching to be amongst us, that any wolves who are here, that You would cast them out, or cause us, and especially the elders, to see them, and they would cast as under shepherds of Christ Your Son, the great and good shepherd. Father, protect us, in other words, even from Satan himself, and from our flesh, and from the world, and all those temptations to become, even in the church, like the world, and worship falsely, and worship many idols. Father, keep us from such things. And if there are any idols amongst us, or any false traditions, Father, may we cast them out and tear them down. All the high places in the altars, that we would tear them down and destroy them. And we would worship and honor You according to Your Word alone. Today, may Your name be praised as we continue worshiping You. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.